What do we want to go? Matthew 22. I need you to go ahead and drop your whatever you think you know about the Word of God right now. In order for your soul to expand, you have to sometimes drop your favorite revelation. Just remember, I remember Apostle saying this, that revelation is always progressive. Don't ever get stuck anywhere because it's always moving forward, always growing. You'll never know everything there is to know about God, ever. He's too big for you to know it. It's bigger than your mind. That's why the Bible's talking about ever increasing. Never coming to the full knowledge, but you're always increasing, always pushing, pressing toward the mark. And so when you approach, every time you approach, I said this before, but I said this again, every time you come to a service or a class, sometimes you need to drop your rocks so that somebody can give you something bigger. All right? If you stay on what you think you know already, then you never know anything new. Right? I'm laughing right now because I caught my mind on some foolishness walking up the stairs. You caught your mind? Yeah, I caught it. Watch your mind right quick. Ready? Go watch it. Like, if you can figure out how to watch your mind, watch it. Right quick. Watch. You watching it? What it say? Nothing? Because it ain't got nothing to say when you watching it. Listen to me. So I was feeling some kind of way in my mind, and I caught you. Because you were trying to take me somewhere other than where it's supposed to be. What that scripture says, Troy? What's the scripture? Isaiah? What'd he say? He said Isaac. What'd he say? I said, well, it's a new book, huh? Thou will keep him where? In what kind of, not peace, perfect peace. Right? Why? Now, y'all knew that scripture, huh? Did you know the scripture? Whose mind is what? Keep him in peace. Because your mind is? Stayed on him. Yeah, catch your mind sometimes. You got all kind of feelings trying to come up. All kind of thoughts. And all kind of understandings. And all kind of emotions. Remember your soul. Your soul is your thoughts, your wills, your emotion, your intellect, your understanding, your feelings. Right? I teach about your heart tonight. The Bible talks about the heart. It's not your spirit. We learn that in the Word of Faith. They say it's your spirit. No, it's not your spirit. It's your soul. It's the innermost part of your soul. They said when the angel told Mary about what was going to happen with Jesus, they say Mary pondered this in her heart. The Bible says out of the heart comes evil proceedings. Well, it couldn't be the Spirit of God. Up here. Scripture also says keep your heart with all diligence. Well, out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 23:7. I laugh because I caught it. You watch your mind, it ain't going to do nothing. It's like a little kid. You little kids are trying to get away with stuff when you ain't watching. Yeah. Don't they? Yeah. But and if you leave a little kid unattended, trust me, something's going to get towed down. True or not true? True? Little kid, little puppy, whatever. Anything that's not grown, anything that can't control itself needs some control. Soul control. That's what living by the book is. It's nothing else. It's nothing else. It's nothing else. It's nothing else. I'm going to make it easy for you. All right? It's nothing else. All these things we're trying to accomplish in the will of God, trying to get accomplished in our life, it's nothing else but the soul. It's nothing else but your heart. Nothing else but your mind. It's nothing else. We don't need no supernatural fire to come out of the sky to change nothing. How much more we need in the sin? He said, Jesus, he died, shed his blood. We got grace, we got mercy, we got peace, we got joy, we got the fruits, we got the gifts of the Spirit, we got the Holy Spirit, we got angels. You have everything that's pertaining to life and godliness, that scripture. But there is one thing that is needful. Y'all know the story about Mary and Martha, huh? Martha was coming about much, doing all this other stuff, right? But Mary sat at hearing what he was saying, changing her mind, changing her heart. Ain't nothing else. We don't need supernatural power to come in, intercede, and change my being. We're trying to ask God to do something that's already done. You've been changed already, haven't you? He was in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, how many things? God is very absolute. He says all things. So now with us living by this book, we're not trying to get God to do nothing else. It's funny to me that everybody knows who we are but us. We don't want to walk around with identity crisis. God know. Jesus know. The Holy Ghost know. How many times you going to say you're fearfully and wonderfully made? What, you thought he was lying? How many times he said you're royal priest of the chosen generation? He said before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Said thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Already planned out everything. He said, the works that I do, so you do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells well. Oh, everybody knows but us. Even the devil and the demons know. But they know that you don't know. So they keep slapping you upside your head. And the gates are closed because you don't know you got the key. Ain't nothing else. In a new revelation, ain't nothing else. It's your soul. It's your soul. It's your 22:37. You have Matthew 22:37? Look at it, because we get to the point where Jesus is talking about what's the greatest commandment in the law, right? Right? Y'all know it, right? Now don't come with your revelation right quick. Just read the scripture. Let me show you something, all right? Verse 37, y'all there? Read it. With all your what? What's the three things he told us to love him with? But that's the same thing. He's just repeating it because he needs you to understand where your mind need to be. I'm going to tell you, your heart, your soul, and your mind, because I need all that. Whatever you decide to call it today, that's what it is. That's what I need on me. Y'all understanding that? But thou shalt love the Lord thy God with how much of it? Oh. So could it be that if we're not doing that with all of it, that we're really not walking in a great commandment? Could that be why there's no greatness coming forth? There's nothing else you need to do but get your soul in submission. That's it. When you're praying the Holy Spirit, you're getting out of your own way into the mind of Christ. Philippians 2:5 says what? Anybody know? Anybody? Nobody? You know it, but you just don't know you know it. I'm going to start it off. You ready? Let this. Just start me off a little bit. I get it right. Cause I get it. Let this mind be in you, which is also in who? The first word is the most important word in there. First word in there is the most important word in that scripture. The first word. What is it? What does it mean to let? Allow. That's cool. What does it mean to allow? Come on, let's keep going. Come on. Yield. What does it mean to yield? I'm saying it. This is meditation. You got to meditate. If I let. If I let you take my iPad and I allow you to take it, then I sit it up. I put it. I position it in a place where you can get it, and I don't stop you.
Give it over.
Take my iPad, bro. Take it. I put it in a place, and I let you take my iPad. If I let you in my house, I've unlocked the doors, opened up the doors, and set it up for you to come on in. I moved everything out. I don't have boxes in the doorway so you trip over it. No. If I let you in my yard, I don't have cars parked at the street so that you can't get in. Everything is moved out the way so that you can come on in. Let this mind be in you, which was also, and he starts describing the mind. He said, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Wow. I didn't think it was illegal to say I'm equal with God. This scripture. Oh, no. See, say I'm equal with God. But you feel some kind of way right now when you said it, didn't you? Because I know. I don't want to think more highly than I ought to think, right? Did you feel some kind of way, huh? It's your soul. You got a little doubt about your equalness. But scripture says it. Jesus said, the works I do, so you do also greater works than these. We're joint heirs with Christ. The Bible talks about the heir is just like the Father. The Father and the Son are one. That's beyond your mentality because you ain't never searched like that, though. So we don't get these, let there be light and there was manifestation, because we don't believe. Mark 11:23 and 24. You should memorize those. You better memorize them because it just might be smart to memorize them in this class. He said, you're saying to his mother, beat our mood, beat our cast to sea. And it says, shall not doubt. Where? But what? Believe that those things which he said, what happens? He'll have it. No doubt. No doubt. Everybody say no doubt. We used to say that when you talk to homeboy, be like, man, appreciate it. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Right? Like, you ain't got doubt. I came through for you every time. No doubt. No doubt. Right? No doubt. How long it take you to get no doubt? We were talking noise, and I got certain teams that I like, and some of my homeboys like different teams, and our teams play each other. And we talk a lot of noise, but I can't really say without a shadow of a doubt that my team going to win. I'm going to talk that noise. But you know how far I got to go? I got to be in the locker room with them, and we got to know that somebody on their team hurt, or they just decided they're not going to play good tonight, for me to have no doubt that my team is going to win. How far you got to go to get no doubting about something? Your finances, your money. I know you believe apostle. I know you believe money coming. And even when you see the manifestation, like even when you're sitting in it right now, like even when you see it, right? When you see it manifested, you know, I know you believe. But what does it say to get the no doubt? Apostle said something yesterday in church. He said, is it well with your soul? Right? Yeah, ain't well with my soul. You're lying, because if you ain't got no money, it's not well with your soul. If you're still sick, it's not well with your soul. If you're still confused about what's going on in your life, it's not well with your soul. We're living by the book. First rule to recovery or deliverance is realizing that you're stuck. That's the first. What's the first rule of following the map? Try to find out where you are. Huh? That's the first thing. You need to know. Are you going to map the map in the mall? Right? You are. Get it? You can't find where you want to go. You can find out where you want to go, but you still got to find out. All right. What's the first step to progress to using to actually going through with the map? You get it? The Alcoholics Anonymous class, they tell them, first thing they got to do is say, I am an alcoholic. I used to be like, don't make them make that confession. But they've been drunk. They here because of a reason. Somebody assigned them to this class. It's clear that you are alcoholic. So let's go ahead and admit it. I am an alcoholic. Now, once you admit that you are alcoholic, then you realize that you need some intervention. You need a change. Most of the time, we don't realize there's something wrong with our soul. We live like we think we okay. I'll prove it to you. How many hours do you spend changing your soul into Jesus? Or you think them other times okay? Like, I'm all right now. I done got enough today. Prove it. I'll prove it. But you got to admit. Now, you really don't have to admit, right? Like, you don't have to lie to me. Because you see me, I see you. We already know what we got and what we don't got. Amen, amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. You already know. It's nothing. We can start going in the books and getting everything. We realize it's not well with my soul. Right? Can we go? If you're dealing with something in your body, it's just not well with your soul. All right, do we know that by his stripes we are healed? Do we know that? See, we don't have I've been saying this a lot. We don't have an information problem. We have an application problem. It's not that you don't. You believe the Bible? All right, so the scripture says, he was bruised for our iniquities. Right? By his stripes, we were. He says it again in 1 Peter 2:24. We healed already. So if something's going on in your body, the doctor ain't Jesus. He ain't God neither. God. So if something going on there, then it's not well with my soul. If something going wrong in your finances, though he said, I've given you all things, it's not well with your soul. Own up to the fact that you got soul issues. That's what he said when people, that's what he meant in Romans 12:3, which is that no man should think more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly. That's what he meant. If you feel like you're okay, even though you know some things don't match up what the word of God says, you're thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to think, and you're drunk. You need to sober up real quick. We got thousands and millions of things on our minds that don't look like Jesus. Now, I'm not even talking about you going to be a sinful, lustful, whatever. Why we go way over there, right? I ain't talking about that. But just if it don't look like Jesus, it ain't Jesus. If it don't look like him, then it don't add up. If it ain't pushing towards him, I'm not talking about if it's just not pushing towards your mindset being more like him, then where you going? That pressure. We're in ministry school, huh? Mm-hmm. This is what you want? Y'all might want to quit. You might need to resign and go ahead and I'm gonna forfeit next year. This ain't what I want to do. I still got some things. I like them shows. I like listening to those songs and reading those. I'm not talking about filthy stuff. I'm just talking about anything that it's a little leaven, a little bit of four in the hands. This is, Bible says a little bit of four in the hand, so your poverty gonna come upon you. A little bit of leaven the whole load. The small fox that spoiled the vine. Devil don't come here. Hey, I'm the devil. No, he's. And all he wants to do is put a little seed of doubt. Now, what happens is here's how it works. You ready? It's really no way to trace. The Bible says the curse causes shall not come, right? That's scripture, right? It's in Proverbs. Curse causes what? Shall not come. So if the curse is there, did you know the curse of second death, curse of poverty, sickness and disease, all those things are not from God. If it's somewhere in there, there is a cause for it. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall. The Bible says, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and the harvest is going to be here. But see, the tricky thing about a seed is we see trees all day, but we never think about seeds. I come into the office and I see them trees on that tree line, and I'm just so used to seeing trees because they've been there so long. They were even there probably before I got here, right? And so I'm just so used to seeing the trees that I don't realize that that thing grew up from a seed. It would not be there unless there were first a seed planted in the ground. So it's tricky because things manifest in your life. And the first thing you say is, why God? But no, it's not why God. It's where's that seed? That's why you got to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So watch this. Watch this. You know that's not positive or negative. That scripture is not positive nor negative. Keep your heart with all diligence. Because out of your heart are the issues. What kind of issues you got in your life? And they're good issues. It's a good issue to have more than enough money, ain't it? That's a good issue. Right? But the issues of your life came out of your heart. Remember, you go look up heart. Go look it up. I looked it up and I did a little search. And you do the search. You see, you should be searching and you study. Right? Studying the word. I look up, let me get over there. The word heart is mentioned 830 times in the Bible. The word mind, 145. The word soul, 502. We have been concerned about things that ain't got nothing to do with us. You've been trying to activate things that's already been activated. God, I keep messing with these chairs. Huh? God, the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus, the gifts, all that. They say the gifts operate as he will. Right? We concerned about the blood already did what it's supposed to do. The blood will never, it will never lose its power. Right? We've been singing that, right? We don't know what we've been singing. The blood is always going to be what it's going to be. Jesus is always going to be Lord. He's always going to hold on. God is going to love us forever, regardless of us. Grace and mercy is always going to be there. It's never going to leave. The angels will always be subject to your voice. So we up here majoring in those things. No. The problem is you don't know these things because your soul. Wouldn't it be great for you to be majoring in all these other things and don't know that you need to fix your soul? You everywhere else but in your soul. You everywhere else but in your heart. You everywhere else but working on the thing that's the engine for your manifestation. So you try to change the oil. You need to change the tires. And put some Freon in there. All these different things. And you never work on the engine. It's the bridge to your manifestation here. Once you can line your soul up with the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you, then you get the flow of manifestation. Just like, Jesus, we love him, don't we? Jesus was, he unconsciously knew who he was. I understand what I'm saying when I say that. It was in his subconscious, like it was under the like it's under his regular, like regular thought. It was built, like he had set himself up so much to where he said, as he here, he judged. When he walked up, there was no doubt who was going to win. You remember when they came, got him, we were talking about a second ago. Remember when they came, got him, they were coming to get him to take him to crucify him. They say, we're looking for Jesus. He said, I'm here, and they fell back. Remember that? Did a couple times, didn't he? See, what was going on was Jesus was so lined up with who he was that when he said it, there was no separation between the Spirit of God and the words coming out of his mouth. So the Spirit of God came out of his mouth and knocked them back because it was such a connection. Jesus had no doubt in his mind who he was. So when he spoke the things, when he decided to walk on the water, when he decided to break the bread, you don't say Jesus, he peeked at the bread to see if it was going to break. Jesus broke the bread. He lifted up, gave thanks. Now you got to realize there's thousands of people watching right now. Your pride and your ego, which is something that's trying to attack in your soul, may get you to do something else, may get you to cower away, may get you in fear. He was so sure. What did it take to get so sure? We want it all, don't we? You don't know. You don't know what you want now, huh? Well, I'm all right, well, man. It's a soul change. It's a change of heart. You say change of heart? You know repent. You know what repent means, huh? Repent. Change your mind. Hebrew, repent means to change your mind. It's a lot of repenting we got to do. We got to repent for just not thinking like we should. We got to repent for. That scripture says, let me find that scripture. Where we at? Holy Ghost. Huh. Yep. Huh. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18. Yeah, Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18. I said, like, everybody else know who we are. Everybody else know how powerful we are but us. He said, verse 17, he said, go up. Verse 13, you know, he said, who do men say that I am? And then he go on and say, you know, verse 15, he said, but who you say I am? And Jesus said, Simon said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. Verse 17, Jesus answered him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Do you understand how absolute he's saying that whatever you say is going to happen? If you get the revelation, if you understand, if you really realize who Jesus is in your mind, let this get it. You get it? Search the scriptures. For them, you think you have life, but they testify of Jesus talking, but you won't come unto me. But he's really saying you won't become like me. That you have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Like it's always lasting. Like there's no shortage. There's no death among you. It's everlasting life. He starts talking, whatever you say is going to happen. Now, are you ready? When last time you bound something and it didn't bind up? Amen. Come on, you did it. I bind you, but it still was doing what it was doing, wasn't it? Come on. Amen. Come on. When last time you lose something? Money down one loose, but it's still a little tight. Can I get an amen? Can we see? We gotta admit now. We can't be prideful, acting like we somewhere that we ain't. Right? Right. Come on. Get with me. So, is the scripture lying? It's in red. It's Jesus. Now, was he lying? Was Jesus playing with us? Was he saying the game? Was he teasing us? Is it the truth or not? Or is it true to you though? Now it can't be true to you because it ain't manifested. See, we can't afford to be doing nothing else but renewing our soul. At every chance that I get, I know we gotta go to work, we gotta go to, sometimes we gotta talk to people that ain't got no sense. Well, how, somebody asked me like that. Well, how you protect yourself against a situation like that? Because, see, here's the key. The key is not that you don't hear anything, but if you're full already, you don't have to eat. If the glass full already, you don't have to worry about anything getting in. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. You keep the water turned on, you don't have to worry about it. Memorize and meditate. You ain't got to have a scripture. There's been times I've been in a conversation with somebody and I had a great conversation. I was paying. So we don't give our mind enough credit. Our soul, our heart, we don't give it enough credit. You think that you looking at me right now is the only part, like right now you got your focus on me, is the only part of your mind that's taking stuff in. Your mind is amazing. I could put on a song right now and could teach you, and you could be listening to me, but your mind will pick up that song also at the same time. Right. Ever happened to you before? Yeah. You keep that, you're pondering on that. You're meditating on that word. You're keeping, your mind is stayed on him. Well, I got to go over here. It's cool, but keep your mind stayed on. You get it? You ain't got to be, roll on it. No, that's stupid stuff. That's form and fashion. I'm not saying people don't fall out in the spirit because I done fell out in the spirit before. I done been drunk way in the Holy Ghost before. So I'm not knocking that. But a lot of time, that's form and fashion. You think it's just that one way all day long. Show me when Jesus, Jesus did a miracle, right? Right? And so he said, And Jesus said, and then the power came. He knew who he was. That man was blind. Jesus spit in the dirt. He was that connected. God said, spit. You got to be connected to something else other than your common sense. Common sense. Right? You gotta have some common sense is the sense everybody got. We told you better have some common sense. Right? and you major more in the common sense, it's common. Like it's common. Like it's not special. It's not elite. It's on the ground. Anybody picking that up? You got to be connected to something else to go past your common sense and spit in the dirt and put it in a man's eye. He was totally connected. He was totally connected. He was totally connected. Remember, Jesus came here as a man. So he didn't come here with no special privileges. Huh? He didn't come here with no cheat code. That would make him Superman. That would mean he couldn't have told us the work that he do, we can do also. And there's no temptation common to man that he didn't have to deal with. So now, but Jesus, you know, he about to get tempted by the devil. Jesus went off for 40 days and fasted in the wilderness. He got away from the foolishness. He got away from the noise. He got away from everything that was said. When the last time you got away from all the noise? Don't go church. See, my church told me to go take a trip to Mecca. No, I didn't tell you to go take no trip to Mecca. But you are in control of your gates. Your gates. How things get in, you in control of it. Oh, you can turn that off if you want to. Oh, you can surround yourself with greatness. You can put something on and let that be filling your spirit all the time while you're sleeping. What'd you go to sleep watching? I wait. There's nothing wrong with those. Like the problem ain't them things. The problem is you. You can watch a movie. As long as the movie's in its place. Ho-ho! But most of the time, the movie's ain't in its place because you ain't in your place. In your soul. In your mind. In your heart. Philippians 4. Go there. Philippians 4. Verse 6. Whoever get there first, start reading it. Whoever get there first, start reading it. And then what happened after that?
And the peace of God, which passes all.
Passes what?
All.
How much of it?
All.
See, God is very absolute, all of it. The peace of God, which passes all. You ain't got no peace, something wrong. The peace of God passes all what? You're under what? Your understanding. Where your understanding at? Uh-oh. Uh-huh. Keep reading.
Keep your heart, your mind.
Oh, keep your heart and your mind. You see them together? How?
Through Christ Jesus.
I can do all things. That's an all. That's an all again. Through Christ. Then the next scripture goes on to say what? Y'all read together. Ready to read. Stop. Stop. Now, what it say next? Listen, what, true? Come on, listen. What is it? True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, any virtue, any praise. So if it ain't in that list, then why are you thinking about it? That's why there's no peace. It's easy. It's simple. It's simple. See, there's one thing that you cannot bypass. You cannot bypass consistency. You can't get past it. People run back and forth their whole life trying to bypass the consistency. And that's why they go for years with no manifestation. And then finally they get it, but it's time to go to glory now. You can't bypass consistency. You know what? Whether you like it, my mother told me this when I was younger. She said, and I used to tell this to kids when I used to go to schools. She said, you either pay now or pay later, but the price you pay later is going to be much more expensive than what you pay now. But you're going to pay. So for me, I know the consistency. I got to be consistent. Over and over, the Bible says diligence, continue, keep, commit, right? So I know that that has to be done. I know that I have to develop a diligence in the word of God and a diligence in the scripture and a diligence in the mind of Christ above all else. It just got to be done. You cannot beat that part of it. You can't bypass that. God send your glory. All his glory is going to tell you when to get there is you need to get your head in them scriptures. I'm serious. Holy Spirit, help me. I'm helping you already. Open your Bible. Trying to line you up. You have to be willing to shed other things off. You have to be willing to not, sometimes some people that you talk to all the time ain't the ones to be talking to and they go to church. But I don't need, we said it in the class. He said, Lord, why we couldn't cast a demon out? He said, because of your unbelief. If you had faith as grain of mustard seed, you'd say to the mountain, be plucked up, move out, and it'll move. You do it. You do it. You do it. We ask him to do something. They telling you, you go ahead and do. Can I show you what we're doing? We're asking God to do something about what's in front of us, right? But remember, grace says it's already. So because it's already done on the inside of me, then because it's done, I can do. Because I can do all things. The works that I do shall you. You get it? So God, take care of that. You do it. Remember the message we had in the class? You do it? You know what I mean? Yeah, you do it. You do it. But you can't do it. You're going to cry and say, do it for me, Lord. And you can't do it because you don't know where it's at in your mind. It's the apostle. He don't care about nothing else. Apostle, look, I told her the other day. Apostle, look at us we were sitting at the table for lunch. And the way we sit, he said at the head table, and my mother right here, and I'm right here, and my sister. Brother-in-law, and then, you know, across the table from my mom is Darnell, Deidre right there, then Chantel, right there, my nieces and nephews, whatever. And then he look at us and we start talking. He said, I love y'all, but I love God more. He said, God tell me to do. He said, I don't have to. But he said, if God told me to leave, y'all I'll leave. He said, I love God with all my heart. My mama's sitting right there. And all the kids sitting right there. See, I love God with all my heart, my soul. I know it for a fact. So the Lord told me the other day, you ready? He told me, he said, apostle is our prophetic view of what's already done for us. He told me that. He said, apostle's life and everything that we're here, but we don't see it because we come in, we get used to it. You know, walked up these stairs and forgot where you was. You get here and park, put your car, and I don't know what was going on today to make your mind approach this miracle like it's something regular. And you walk in here and you just, hey, sit down for class again. You don't even know what you're sitting inside of a miracle. You're sitting inside of something that wasn't supposed to be. There's some things in your life that by your family lineage or by what's supposed to happen shouldn't be happening in your life, but they're going to be. But you're sitting in something like that to give you a preview. But if you don't view it, you don't pay attention to it, you won't understand. He said, apostle life is an apostolic, a prophetic preview to what grace is to us. It's already done. A lot of stuff that you want done is already done in his life, ain't it? Come on, tell the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you're here at his school. The less is blessed, the better. I know you know some scriptures. But it's different from knowing scriptures and then to literally have like stuff manifest from what was in your soul. And I'm doing this because it's just this wall. We can hit all the walls in the church. You can have stuff on the concrete. Those things manifested out of his soul. Yeah, God did it. God did it through him. God told him, he said, they're going to come from the east and west and north and south. I'm going to bomb cars and put gas in them. Glad the drive is happening now. He said they're going to land in New Orleans. Bad news. Ask which way is down. It's happening on the regular. He said, do it in Daryl, Jesus, years ago. You going to do it in Daryl? I thought you was really going to use me. He started telling him what he was going to do, and he took him at his word and didn't let any doubt and pondered it in his heart. It was so real. Some of us don't understand. It was so real back in prayer. Let me stretch our hands. East, give up the people God has decided that designed to be here, word like Christian. Do not hold them back. Loose them and let them go. We call the people out of Gosma and Dutchtown and prep. Yeah, it was just that serious. And he would have it on the wall. You don't remember the old downtown Darrow church. We get up in this new stuff and we forget. I wish I could take y'all and tell you the story. So you can do something for your faith. We get over here on TV and stuff like that. And we get all excited. Now people flying in jets and stuff like that. Y'all don't understand. You don't ever judge a man's harvest till you've seen his seed. So we getting there, the words on the wall, Brother Alexander, the words on the wall. He write the vision to make it plain. So he literally write the words on the wall, big white wall. I don't know if anybody, Drexel was here, Ronda was here. It's a big white wall, so he got it on like a scroll. You go down the building right now, you still see the words written. And we used to confess and we used to say these things over and over. Ronda, we used to say it over and over again, and then it started manifesting. What? It was manifested out of his soul. He didn't let anything else get in. So, you sitting, these physical chairs you sitting is manifested out of that man's soul. The money it took to have you to come in this school is manifested. The people watching online, it wouldn't be no online if it didn't manifest. I don't forget when we came off of TV. It was the most crazy thing in the world to do, according to man's standard. To say, because that's why most ministers' money come in. You got partners, if we start going on TV, our partner gonna stop seeing it. My partner's not my source. God is my source. So I'm going to do what the Lord tells me. You come and say, yeah, I think we, so, you know, me and my brother, we like, all right. Like, you know, we believe. We do it at your word. Because we done seen already. You know, we walk into this building paid for. $2 million cash paid for. We didn't have no 30,000 congregation membership. All this land, you go outside, whatever way you look, as far as your eyes can see, is paid for. Manifest out of his soul. It manifests out of his soul. He said, we come on TV, we're going to go straight online. We didn't know what we was going to call it. We come up with some name. I don't know, we had a little meeting with Holy Ghost, LeroyTalk.tv. Boom. There it is. And we just did it. So now we just jerk off of TV. That's a big jump. A lot of ministers can't do it. A lot of your favorites can't do it. It'll be a blow to them. The finances increased. Do you realize the wisdom of God? I don't know how much time I got. The wisdom of God says the wisdom of God, and we didn't even realize what was going on. The wisdom of God said, because every time you turn on LeroyTalk.tv, right, when you click it, the ministry pays for you to watch, whether you saw or not. So the Lord put LeroyThompson.tv, Evercrease the Word Ministers, Apostle Leroy Thompson, in a position where he's given 24 hours around the clock, 7 days a week. Amen. So you see why I increase. But you don't get that by accident. You can't, it's come out your soul. Come out, because my soul is state. That's the Jesus type of manifestation. That's his type of functioning. That's his type of strategy. I got a good revelation in the last class. You're closer than you think. You're not far. The same spirit that raised Jesus did dwells where? How much closer do you need to get than the inside? But all you got to do is renew your mind. Be renewed in the mind. Be renewed in your spirit of your mind. Slow it down. Be renewed in the spirit. But it's got to be through your mind. You see how to leave out of class? Trying to talk. You're closer than you think. All right, but listen to the statement. You are closer than your thoughts. You're closer than you think you are. So get your thinking a little closer. Y'all get that? Bring your thinking closer. And that's when everything pop loose. That'll work? Can that work? You know what to do with it, right? Just take a little time. Take a little time and change some things. That stuff don't matter no way.